This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. From the president to the secretary of state, the U.S. is putting the blame on Iran after two tankers were attacked in the Gulf of Oman Thursday. Speaking from the United Nations headquarters in New York, here's the acting U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Jonathan Cohen.
The United States assesses that Iran is responsible for these attacks. No proxy group in the area has the resources or skill to act with this level of sophistication. Iran, however, has the weapons, the expertise, and the requisite intelligence information to pull this off.
One tanker is Norwegian-owned, and the other is owned by Japanese Kokuka Sanyo Shipping Company. The head of the shipping company, Yotuka Katada, spoke with reporters in Tokyo Friday and cast doubt on the U.S. version of the attacks on their ship. Sanyo said the crew of the vessel reported seeing a flying object just before the second blast on board, suggesting the tanker was not damaged by mines, as the U.S. believes. Also on Fox and Friends Friday morning, President Trump reversed course over whether he would report any foreign interference in a political campaign to U.S. law enforcement. He said he would certainly look at information presented by a foreign power, but he'd report it as well.
Of course you have to look at it, because if you don't look at it, you're not going to know if it's bad. How are you going to know if it's bad? But of course you give it to the FBI or report it to the Attorney General or somebody like that.
Trump said in an interview with ABC News earlier this week he would accept assistance from a foreign entity looking to interfere in U.S. politics, saying there was nothing wrong with it. Israeli jets hit Hamas bases in Gaza Friday in response to a rocket fired into southern Israel that damaged a Jewish theological seminary. This is VOA News. The Trump administration hopes